FBI Director Wray confirms illegal alien terrorists have slipped into U.S. through southern border. By John Binder on November 15, 2023. Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI. Director Christopher Wray confirmed to lawmakers on Wednesday that illegal alien terrorists have, in fact, slipped into the United States via the nation's southern border with Mexico. During a House Homeland Security Committee hearing, Wray seemingly acknowledged that illegal aliens on the federal government's terrorist watch list are ending up in the U.S. after arriving at the U.S.-Mexico border. According to Wray, there are cases where the FBI is actively searching for such illegal alien terrorists who are now in the U.S. as a result. Wray's exchange with Representative August Pfluger, RTX, went as follows. Pfluger, are there people that you are still searching for that we don't know where they are in the United States? Of the known apprehensions, known or suspected terror people who match the terror watch list? Are you still searching for people in the United States who you know match the terror watch list? Wray, I'm not sure I can answer that here because it's a constantly moving target. Pfluger, Director Wray, are there people who match the terror watch list who were apprehended by CBP that the FBI and other agencies are searching for in the United States? Wray, there are certainly individuals who are the subject of terrorism investigations that we are searching for. Whether or not they are people who, I guess the distinction I'm drawing is that while there is obviously a lot of focus on the watch list itself, one of the areas that are a concern are individuals who once hear information later comes in that identifies them and those people. Pfluger, are there people that you don't where they are that the FBI is searching for today? Wray, yes. The admission from Wray comes as the latest Department of Homeland Security, DHS, data reveals that 13 illegal aliens on the terrorist watch list were encountered at the nation's border in October, more than the total number apprehended from 2018 through 2020, when former President Donald Trump was in office. Most recently, as Breitbart News detailed, an illegal alien wanted for terrorism in Senegal was released into the U.S. interior by Biden's DHS after crossing the border. Soon after his release, the FBI notified DHS that the illegal alien was, in fact, wanted for terrorism. The illegal alien was then arrested just blocks from One World Trade Center in New York City. He remains in DHS custody pending deportation. The Center for Immigration Studies, CIS, is currently suing Biden's DHS for allegedly withholding records reflecting the nationalities and group affiliations of the nearly 300 illegal alien terrorists who have been encountered at the border since early 2021. Last month, a DHS memo quietly admitted that the terrorism threat coming across the border is increasingly an issue for Americans' national security and that officials expect continued high numbers of migrant encounters over the next year. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.